An update now on a story we've been following. Remember we told you about the Dutch church that's been holding a nonstop prayer service for the past 3 months, all to protect a family from deportation? Well,
after 96 days and 2,306 hours of continuous worship, the Bethel Church service has ended.
The service has ended. That's Theo Hetema, the head of the Protestant Church in The Hague. There's a law in the Netherlands that dates back to the Middle Ages that says authorities cannot go into a church while it's in service. So when the Tamrazian family was about to be deported back to Armenia, they fled to the Bethel Church. The church took them in and held a continuous prayer service so that authorities couldn't detain and deport them. Last week, the government announced that the Tamrazian's case would be reconsidered, along with the cases of hundreds of other families. Theo Hetema said he was with the Tamrazians the night the announcement was made.
We couldn't believe it. Nobody of us could believe it. We heard it and we thought, oh, can this be true? So it was late in the evening, and the first thing in the next morning was to phone with the ministry, to phone with parliament members. Can this really be true? Can this be true for this family? And at 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, we heard, yes, it will apply to this family, to the Tamrazian family.
I saw a photo of a flyer or a poster on the front of the church just in the last couple of days. What does it say?
Yeah, during the 3 months, we had a poster on the door. Please ring the door because of special circumstances. We cannot open the door for you. And now we have a poster on the door. The church is finally closed. Yeah, we were very glad about that. It's very strange for us because we want to be an open church to everybody. And of course, everybody's welcome.
Yeah.
But for this very moment, we are glad that we could say to anybody, the church is closed for now.
Yeah, closed in a good way.
Yeah, that was strange and grateful.
But it's not all good news. Yes, the Dutch government agreed to let hundreds of families stay in the country, but it also ended a policy known as the children's pardon, which is kind of like DACA, where refugees who were brought to the Netherlands as kids can be given a residence permit if their applications get bogged down for too long in court. For Hetema, it was a regrettable compromise.
Yeah. It's not ideal, but it's I think in the present political circumstances in the Netherlands, it's the best solution, and it gives a fair chance to some hundreds of families.
I mean, you say given the political situation right now, and we hear so much about the rise of populist nationalism across Europe, the story in the church in The Hague suggests the opposite is also very much alive. What does this tell us about attitudes in Europe right now, or maybe just in the Netherlands? Is what you did with this vigil, is it a trend or simply a momentary antidote to the nationalism?
No, there have been polls in the Netherlands, and some 50% is in favor of a children's pardon, but 50% is against it. So it's half-half.
You did make a really noble effort, I mean, with this 24/7 vigil, 90-some-odd days, as you said, 2,300 hours. Do you have a final understanding of how many different people held sermons and how many different countries were represented by these efforts to keep the church open?
I think that's the miracle of Bethel, that we started with a small group. And when I started at October 26, there were only three people after me to fill 1 hour of the service. And we just started to phone and call our colleagues, and it grew. And so the Protestant ministers from the Netherlands came, Catholic priests, laymen, and then it started to come from abroad. So from Belgium, Germany, England, from the States, France, Switzerland, from all around Europe and the States, people came. Finally, we had nearly 1,000 pastors. 12,000 people have been in our church hall. It's incredible. And I couldn't have believed that this would become true at the end of October. No, it's, it's incredible.
It is pretty amazing. Reverend Theo Hetema is the chair of the Protestant Church of The Hague. Good to speak with you again. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
The Tamrazians are still living in the Bethel Church for the time being. Their application for asylum is being reviewed.